You got it.
I'm gonna need a little hot blue Kool-Aid to wash this fish dinner down Sunday. As the Dolphins visit Detroit. You know I'm riding that bus. I'm driving it now. I'm giving up the 2.5, and I'm taking Honolulu Blue. Give me my release. Come on.
Picks of the week. Big Mike is in the house. What's happening, big guy?
Hey, Big Daddy. Getting to be a little football weather out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice and crisp.
Man, 30 October we've done this, dude.
Man, that's a long time. I feel old.
Well, I hate to think what I am if you feel old. Oh, last week.
Yeah.
College. 6-2. Gave you enough information to make you some lunch money.
There you go.
That put me, got me back above 17-15. Little bounce back on the pros to go 5-3. Still need a little work there on 9-15. I gave you Oakland for the Rattler to get me at 2-2. And gave you Carolina for pick of the week to get me to 2-2. Once again, a little money for the old lunch bucket there.
Two good calls there.
Yeah. Your department, those Frosties. Junior, we had us a dogfight. You got 5, put you up to 17. I was able to scratch 6 of them out to get me to 14, so...
Sweet.
You got a field goal lead on me, bud.
I'll take it.
You've never done this well in 30 years. I don't know what's going on. You got to be using smoke and mirrors on me.
Yeah.
You ready?
Ready to roll.
Strapped in?
Hell yeah.
Our eyeballs purtied?
Waxed.
Good job. Tonight... Miami of Florida, visit Cincinnati, the Bearcats.
Oh, boy.
Cincinnati's going to put some points on the board. There ain't no doubt about it. Can Miami of Florida keep up? I don't know. I like Cincinnati at home plus 6.5.
I'll take Miami since he let me down last week.
I know they did.
They got hosed, but yeah, that's the way it goes.
Saturday. You going to pour one?
Boilermaker.
Bring that to Spartanville to visit those Spartans. Spartans, 21.5 point favorite at home. Purdue, yeah, they're going to need those Boilermakers. I like the Spartoonies. I'm giving up the 21.5.
Yeah, Purdue's defense not very good.
No, there ain't very much good on either side of the ball at Purdue.
They have two good running backs, so I like their two running backs, but that's not going to be enough.
What do they run good at, the lunch line? you're not disagreeing that, I take it.
No.
Okay.
Sparty covers tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Mini visits Northwestern.
Good game.
I think this ought to be a pretty good show down here.
That's a nice game.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to give up the 4.5. I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to take those geniuses from Northwestern in this one.
I'm going with Pat Fitzgerald, too. Yeah.
Alrighty. Those Buckeyes. Those funny, funny Buckeyes. The ones that can't cover. They're going into Indiana.
Uh-oh.
And I think they're going to be looking ahead. Indiana's getting 22.5. That's enough for me.
Yeah, I think the Buckeyes cover that, big guy.
You got it.
Thank you.
Notre Dame visits Clemson.
Good game there.
Yeah, this should be a good old barnyard. Knock them down, get them going. pick 'em ball game.
Wow.
I think this comes down to the last tick on the clock, too.
Wow.
I got to lean towards the home team. I'm going to take Clemson.
I'll have to take the Irish then.
You got them.
For entertainment purposes.
Pope Greg? Oh, those Wolverines go into Maryland.
That's Pope Gregory to you.
Well, you know my whatever language that is isn't so good. What does that be, Latin or something?
Something like that.
I speak nothing but a wooden bridge and a hardwood. Michigan saunters into Maryland. Michigan has absolutely surprised me these beginning of this year. I didn't think they were going to progress and be this good this quick, but, God, it's nice to see. Did you hear the commentary out of Spielman last week at the game?
I read some of it, yeah.
Where he stated that he said this looks like a 9-win team now.
Yeah.
And a team that he wouldn't want to face in November.
Oh, real solid defense. I mean, you're going to win games.
Oh, yeah, and I think Ruddick is starting to finally get comfortable in there and realize that he can play, too. I mean, he ain't afraid to run. What did he have, two last week?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving up a 14.5. I'm going to take Jimmy and the boys over there.
Yeah, Maryland's defense is pathetic.
Ah.
All big blue.
Yes, sir.
If they play the game.
Here's another good one I got. Mississippi goes into the swamp. Florida. I think this is going to be another knuckle knocker. Mississippi's a 6.5-point favorite. I like Ole Miss in this one over the Gators.
Yeah, I love Ole Miss there.
Sunday. Big boys. Those New York G-men.
Ugh.
Visit Buffalo.
Oh.
I like old Rex and the boys. I'm giving up 4.5 and taking Buffalo.
I like the Buffaloes there, yeah. Go Bills.
Okay. Philadelphia is going to sneak into our nation's capital, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Philly cheese in this one. I'll give up a 2.5.
Yeah, I like Philly, too.
Green Bay wanders into San Francisco.
Dude.
Green Bay looks pretty doggone good this year, don't they?
Oh, they always do.
Yeah, I'm giving up a 7.5. I'm taking the Pack.
Got to go with the Pack. Pack is back. They never,
Mini visits Denver. You're going to think I've been sipping the wrong tea, but I'm taking a 7.5 points, and I'm taking Minnie.
Yeah, I'll take Denver. I don't think Minnie can score enough points.
I think
their defense is pretty good, but not enough points there for Minnie.
Okay, okay. 8:30 Sunday.
Yeah.
Them Cowgirls visit New Orleans. Oh, them Saints, they just ain't. Yeah.
Wow.
I think as banged up as both of them are, I think Dallas is a little better banged up, and they're getting 4.5 points. I'll take the Cowgirls.
Okay, I'll take the, for entertainment purposes, the Saints.
Okay.
Go
you
Saints.
You know, it's a rarity.
Yeah.
The rarity on this show, and either one of us takes those Cowgirls. You know that.
Yeah.
But I was stuck with them being the 8:30 game. Monday.
Yeah.
I think we know who's playing Monday, don't we?
Yeah, Seattle.
Yeah, the 12th man is going to host by Honolulu Blue. Boys, them Detroit Lions. You know, they're 0-3. I should probably be smart and throw the towel in. I've never been accused in 30 years of being smart on this show, have I?
No.
I'm taking the 10.5 points. Oh. I'm taking my boys.
Man, that's a large spread.
Yes, it is.
Where's Calvin? Is he playing?
Calvin's going to be. Calvin's playing Monday.
Where's Calvin?
We're going to see Calvin Monday.
Yeah, we better see Calvin.
You want Seattle?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm taking every Lion opponent the rest of the year. Don't even tell me who they're playing.
Oh, is that a sealed deal?
That's a absolute.
There's no way I'm getting out of that, even with a lawyer's trap, is there?
That's a lock.
That is a lock. Oh, my handler this week. That happens tonight with the big boys, Baltimore's, going into Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Big Ben's mentioned Pittsburgh's at home, and they're getting 2.5 points. Baltimore is still way too shaky for me.
Yeah, they're...
I like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I like Pittsburgh, too. Jeez.
Already?
We're agreeing on a lot of stuff. That's trouble.
This is usually when I get my... backside beat by the Frosties, so I just assume less than the beating. pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
I got a bonus for you. I got two of them this week.
All right.
How do you like that for the 1st of October?
Beautiful.
First one is up there Saturday evening. Alabama, your Roll Tide visits my Dogs in Georgia. Georgia's a 1.5 point favorite at home, Greg.
Wow.
That's good enough for me. This is the first time in 72 games Alabama's been a dog. And they haven't been a favorite, which is pretty remarkable in itself. But I like Georgia giving the 1.5 against Alabama.
Georgia will be the only dogs Saturday night. Roll Tide.
You got it.
Roll Tide.
My other pick of the week is Sunday. My favorite hockey team of yours, St. Louis.
Ooh.
Visits Arizona.
Oh.
I like that magic trick, huh? Oh. Arizona's only giving up 5.5. I like the Cards at home giving up 5.5 for my other pick of the week.
That is a dead, flat lock of the... That might be the lock of the century.
That might make me look like a genius with the cheese, what
you
you're saying. Hey, let me take a peek here. Yep, that's a wrap, big boy.
And?
Peace.
Picks of the week.